No Christian can fully experience God on their own. Let me say that again. No Christian can fully experience God on their own. Hello, my name is Aaron Koonsman. I am the lead pastor of Community Alliance Church in Ballston Spa, New York, and I am your pastor for the day. For many of us, when we want to draw close to God, we will seek to do that through some form of solitude. Maybe we go for a walk, or spend time in the wilderness, or have a quiet place to sit in our homes. Now, there's nothing wrong with solitude. We have many examples of men or women in our Bibles who connect with God in this manner. Yet, it would be incorrect to conclude that solitude, as a singular practice, is a way to fully experience God. And you may be surprised to learn that the Bible itself makes it pretty clear that we can only fully experience God within the context of Christian community. 1 Corinthians 12 speaks of spiritual gifts. Now, near the beginning of the chapter, Paul says that every Christian has at least one spiritual gift. And at the end of the chapter, Paul says this in verses 29 and 30. Are we all apostles? Are we all prophets? Are we all teachers? Do we all have the power to do miracles? Do we all have the gift of healing? Do we all have the ability to speak in unknown languages? Do we all have the ability to interpret unknown languages? Of course not. What Paul was getting at in this chapter was that the Corinthian church needed to work together. Each person in the church had a spiritual gift, and each gift was important to and designed for the church as a whole. What's more, no single person had all of the gifts themselves. And this remains true for us today, whether you happen to believe all the spiritual gifts are still active or not. Not everyone in a church has the spiritual gift of being a teacher. Not everyone in a church has the spiritual gift of serving or of giving or of evangelism. We may need to do all of those things from time to time, but that does not mean we are necessarily spiritually gifted in every one of them. I don't think this is particularly difficult for us to understand or even controversial, since it is quite clearly stated in the passage that I just read. But we don't often think about the full ramifications of this reality. If I'm not gifted as a teacher, that means the only way I can experience God working through that gift is from someone else in my sphere who is gifted as a teacher. If you are not gifted as a leader, then the only way you can experience God working through that gift is from someone else in your sphere who is gifted as a leader. So in the absence of that particular person with that particular gift, we will miss out on that specific type of experience from God. And this is why God designed his church to work together as members of a body, each depending on the other, so we can reach full functionality and full spiritual maturity. Paul says this in Ephesians 4:16. He makes the whole body fit together perfectly. As each part does its own special work, it helps the other parts grow, so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. This is why it is critical for all of us to be a regular part of a church family. If you do not attend a good church, I want to encourage you to make a commitment to a local congregation today, a place where you can be known and supported, but also a place where you can contribute and invest so that others can experience God through what God has given to you. If you happen to live near Ballston Spa, New York, and are looking for a church, you're welcome to join us at Community Alliance Church. Our Sunday service time is 10:30 a.m., and you are welcome to come as you are. And there's more information about us at ballstonspaalliance.org. All Christians are members of God's family. Together we are his house, built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, with the cornerstone being Jesus Christ himself. And as we gather together, we can fully experience him.